This is Confidence on the Go with your host, the pink-loving, unicorn-chasing, caffeine-fueled student of fitness and confidence, Trish Blackwell. This is a podcast community that celebrates life and pursues living a life worth telling a story about. You have uncommon potential within you, and you're in the right place to unleash it. Here's your host, Trish.
Good morning. It is Trish Blackwell. You are listening to Confidence on the Go. This is the podcast about accelerating your life and your ability to be the best version of yourself to the next level by being more of who you are each and every day. And we do that mentally, physically, and spiritually together. Here is a community. This is the Be More community. And we hang out every Tuesday at Confidence on the Go. So if you're a new listener, I want to welcome you. If you're a returning listener, huge hugs and high fives. I'm thrilled. I told you I had a special guest this week and I am delivering. This week is episode number 111. And we have with us on the show today, Bethany Hamilton. So today's topic is Bethany Hamilton on beauty, purpose, and worth. We're throwing it down and really talking about some profound truths that Bethany's been able to really master and then share with the world because of her story. So I cannot wait to share that interview with you. And oh my gosh, it's going to blow you away. I'm a huge Bethany fan, and I always have been, and that was even before I got into surfing. So the fact that after 12 years of having been a fan, that I really got to hang out with her for this interview was just, for me, honestly, a dream come true. It was awesome. In this week's episode, though, let me give you an overview. Today, so we're interviewing my surfing hero and one of the most inspirational women I can possibly think of, and that is Bethany Hamilton. We're also going to be getting Bethany's insight on beauty, purpose, and worth, and then how to cling to those truths in your life in spite of the curveballs that life throws at you. And then I also, because Ellie just turned 3 months, I'm going to give you a quick, you know, here's my mommy update, first time mom update of what it feels like to be a mom at 12 weeks. And then also what I'm currently praying over my daughter. I posted a blog post this week, and I think if you are a parent, you will like these things that I share and might find them useful for yourself and your family. So let's dive in. Before we dive into the interview, I always like to start the show off with a huge just hug of gratitude to everyone out there who is sharing the show, just telling your friends about it, who is taking the time to write a review in iTunes. That is how the show grows tremendously as far as getting traction organically. So thank you. This week, I want to give a special shout out. I'd like to give shout outs on the air to Julianne9. She wrote a review this week and she said, I started listening to Trish a few months ago. I had no confidence and was continually a doormat for those around me. I finally decided to take my life back, but knew I needed help. These podcasts have inspired and uplifted me in such a way that even though I'm still a work in progress, I am walking taller and feeling happier. I apply her tips and find that it gets easier to get up every morning, and I can't thank her enough. And Julianne, that's awesome. That's amazing. And I wanna highlight something there. We are all works in progress each and every day, a little opportunity to become a better version of ourselves. The other person I wanted to share and give a shout out today is Chloe in Brooklyn. Chloe wrote a review and she said, I really identify with Trish and feel so inspired each time I press play. I'm a 30-year-old who lives in New York City, and I'm also a runner, sister, girlfriend, daughter, Christian, and pediatrician. Well, just started. Wow, I have questions for you, Chloe in Brooklyn. I want to have my pediatrician on dial. And I'm always seeking to be more mindful and live life more fully and more peacefully. I began listening to Trish this winter, and I feel like I need a dose of this podcast at random times, but now find myself listening on the subway while running or before I go to sleep and otherwise. I have shared with many friends as well. Keep up the great work. You speak to me and so many others. I'm not kidding about the pediatrician on file, on call. I had some questions about Ellie's nose the other day. Anyways, small aside, keep up doing that great work, pursuing those dreams, those goals, and making a difference by doing the work that you've been called to do, which is your dream. And for you, that's being a pediatrician. For each of us, we have a song that's been put on our heart. And I really believe firmly that it's each unique. And sometimes those songs don't always make sense. But you know what makes your heart sing. So go pursue that thing. Okay, for those of you who have lived under a rock and don't know who Bethany Hamilton is, before we go into her interview, I want you to get a full sense and appreciation of who she is and why I am so thrilled and just honored to have her on the show. So Bethany Hamilton has become a source of inspiration to millions through her story of determination, faith, and hope. During a surf session on Halloween morning in 2003, Bethany was attacked by a 14-foot tiger shark, which bit off her left arm and seemed to end her career as a rising surf star. Just 1 month after the attack, Bethany returned to the water and just over a year later won her first national title. In 2007, she realized her dream of surfing professionally, and since then, her story has been told in a New York Times best-selling autobiography and in the 2011 film Soul Surfer. Bethany is involved in numerous charitable efforts, including her own foundation, Friends of Bethany, which reaches out to encourage amputees and youth by offering hope to overcome through Jesus Christ. Using her platform as a professional athlete to promote living a fit and healthy lifestyle, she authored the book Body and Soul in 2014. Now as a wife, mother, professional surfer, author, and motivational speaker, Bethany continues to touch and inspire lives globally. She's married to Adam Dirks. They got married in 2013, and they are expecting their first child, which is a little boy, just this month, this coming month of June of 2015. You guys, if that is not just wow you. Another thing, and what I really wanted to dive in with Bethany is she recently launched a conference called Anchored in Love, and it's a annual conference for children, for kids, women, young women ages 13 and up, hosted by her charity, Wonderfully Made, and Friends of Bethany Hamilton, and it's called Anchored in Love: Discover Your True Beauty, Purpose, and Worth. And it's an inspiring one-day event designed to help young women discover their beauty, purpose, and worth. And when I found that out, I went, oh my gosh, this girl's like my soul sister. Like, I could not wait. And that's why I wanted to really dive into those topics. It's just awesome that she's doing that. So, and I know she hosts it in California. I'm going to make sure I'll be posting about it. So if you're interested in that, that's going to be coming up this fall. She's going to get me more info so I can make sure that if you're out there, you do not miss it. Because I know this year was the inaugural year that they did it, and it was awesome. So I didn't know about it when it was going on. So now I'm gonna help promote it as we move forward. But without further ado, I'm thrilled, honored, pumped, stoked, excited to bring you Bethany Hamilton. And one caveat is that I actually recorded from a Starbucks. So if you hear a little background noise, that's why. And now there's a couple of reasons. One, you know, when you're juggling a newborn and trying to find some quiet time in your studio, it's tough. And so middle of the day interview, I really had no option but to go to a Starbucks because my babysitter was next door. As I'm recording now, it's 4 a.m. and so Ellie's sleeping. So, and secondly, you know what? I love Starbucks and I wanted to feel like I was having a cup of Starbucks with my new friend, Bethany Hamilton. So that is why you might hear some background clanging. Pretend you are in the coffee house with us. Pull up your chair, pull up your car, wherever you are, however you're listening, with your cup of coffee, or maybe on the treadmill, maybe it's your water bottle full of water or Gatorade, and join us here at Starbucks. All right, guys, I have promised you someone who is big time, and I delivered, and I'm so excited to have on the line with me Bethany Hamilton. She is someone who I've been a fan of for 12 years, and I'm just floored that I get the opportunity to have her as a guest on Confidence on the Go. So Bethany, thank you so much for your time and for being on the show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, and just, you know, I've read Soul Surfer. I've watched the movie. Now, you've written like 6 or 7 books, so I haven't read all of those. But
don't worry about it.
And to be fair, some of them are for kids, right?
Yeah, most of them are targeted for like younger, you know, tweens.
Yeah.
The drama ages.
So that gives me an excuse. But still, regardless, I just, when I watch your videos and when I hear your testimony, just follow you on in the surfing world, I feel like I know you. I feel like you would be my sister or my friend down the street. So, you know, it's just this pleasure to have you on the show. And my goal in our short time together is that is really want to get to the crux of your message. You put on a recent event called Anchored in Love, which was a conference, as I understand, for young women to inspire them to see their beauty, their purpose, and worth. And so could you tell me what inspired the idea for that conference and why you're so passionate about helping young women of any age really understand these three concepts of beauty, purpose, and worth?
Yeah, so Anchored in Love was hosted by my foundation, Friends of Bethany Hamilton, and I guess teaming up with my foundation, we've been really wanting to target a lot of kind of my core audience, which is a lot of females and younger women around my age and younger and even older women as well. And I guess living in today's society, there's so many different things pulling at us in every which direction, and our decisions are so important at every single stage in life, and how we view the world around us and how we view ourselves and the people who are surrounding us. And I'm always like looking to encourage people in their journey and, you know, in their struggles and in their pain, but also to like rejoice and be thankful and, you know, take each day as it comes.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping that I'm hoping the event is still around. So we were just talking before we started recording, but you know, my little girl Ellie is 12 weeks today, and so I'm hoping that when she's 12 years old, that this Anchored in Love event is still going to exist, because I want her to go to it. You know, so that's my goal for you, so that my daughter can benefit. Because I love your messaging. I just loved the event. I just in my research went, wow, that's. That's awesome. And so let me ask you this on that concept of where this passion comes from. How did you yourself, Bethany, learn about beauty and your own beauty and your own value and worth?
Yeah, I think like coming back to the core of like who I am, and I really cling to my faith in God, and I know who I am in Christ.
Yeah.
And to me, that is my confidence and my worth, and that is where, like, no matter what comes my way each day, which often days, you know, all of us have really rough days.
Absolutely.
And we have different struggles that come our way, and you know, everyone thinks of me as like the girl who lost her arm to a shark and then she overcame and she's so amazing, but like I still today have daily struggles just like you and everyone else out there, and just finding strength to overcome and make good decisions in those struggles. So I cling hugely to who I am in God and the life that He has called me to. And ultimately, I know that I'm loved and forgiven, and I have hope that no matter what comes my way, I can trust that He loves me and has a future for my life.
That's just awesome. You know, as women, I hate to be superficial, but the concept of beauty is sometimes so hard to grasp, particularly as young women. You know, I think adolescence, and then you know, the 20s aren't any easier. Like even I'm in my 30s now, and still this concept of beauty comes up after, you know, over and over again. And you know, with your story, and especially with such a prominent experience in 2003 with a surfing accident, what phase of your life do you feel like you really had to redefine beauty for yourself? Was it when you actually had to deal with the loss of an arm? Was it just like a regular adolescent going through your teenage years? Or is it, you know, what how did you sort of cling to the beauty that you know that God has breathed into you by making you Bethany?
Yeah, I think ever since I was a young girl, I've had like a unique confidence kind of in maybe my ability to just like go for it, and kind of just that go for it attitude. And,
yeah.
After losing my arm, I still had that. I don't know. I think it's just how God made me.
Yeah.
And but at the same time, there was a lot of doubts and fears and struggles that came my way, and like adjusting to life with one arm, and you know, looking in the mirror and like realizing like, wow, you look a lot different,
right?
But at the same time, like I had a lot of amazing people in my life, or I still do today, but like my friends and my family, you know, they treated me the same, and like to them I was the same me, and they still loved me just as I was, and the loss of my arm wasn't going to change that. And, well, you know, maybe a few pimples didn't change that either.
That's true, right?
And, like, going through those adolescent years, it's, like, so crucial just how you see yourself. Mm. And I think I just really clung to the things that I was passionate about, like my surfing and, you know, taking care of myself and staying healthy and just learning about how to, I don't know, like be the healthier me.
Yeah.
And well, I think that was like a lot of encouragement for my life. And then always bringing it back to my faith too. Like no matter what, like that was there for me. And like I knew that I could trust that.
That was your rock.
God had my back.
Yeah. Well, what's so interesting, you say that, you know, everyone was still treated you like the same Bethany. But so funny, you know, the surfing world did too, but that's what after that is when you really became, you know, you rose to the spotlight and really turned pro after something happened that, you know, you would think would have ruined your career. It actually, you know, like, shoot, it didn't faze you. It just accelerated you. It's amazing. So my question with like, you know, this everyone has heard the story, or if they haven't, they first off need to go watch the movie Soul Surfer and read your book and go to your website. And we'll give them all the links after that. But this amazing story has really thrown you in the spotlight. When you got to that position, how did you really decide that, gosh, God's given me this platform, this opportunity, how do I really use it to inspire others? What was it? Was that just something you've always known? Or was there a moment where you said, wow, what am I going to do with this?
Yeah, I mean, every now and then I talk about how actually like adjusting to fame was one of my biggest struggles. Maybe even more so than losing my arm. And I somewhat was shy. Like I wasn't the most outgoing girl. But I still had that like unique confidence and go for it attitude. But I also didn't love like all the attention on me. So it was a big adjustment to this whole new life of like walking down the street and people recognizing me and knowing who I was and being encouraged by my story. And so I think kind of just having my family's support was so important, and just having a community of people that, you know, would encourage me to look beyond myself and my selfish desires to like want to just go hide and go surfing. But like I really did realize, like, even when I was still in the hospital, the first time I talked to someone like in an interview form, I was like, well, maybe I can inspire other people and like remind them of God's love for them through what I've been through.
So you were already thinking about that in the hospital.
Yeah, like
that's awesome.
Before I even like started surfing again,
that's
and
amazing.
I'm just like this little young girl, kind of just had an optimistic kind of hope that like God's in control of this situation, even though right now this is really hard and I don't understand why I'm in this position.
Yeah.
Like why God allowed this, but I know that he still has the same promises that he had for me before I lost my arm. So
wow, that's beautiful. That's a true confidence in God. And you know, this show, as you know, is called Confidence on the Go. And a lot of we're thousands of women deep across the world in this kind of this podcast community. And a lot of us are impassioned leaders. We're people with big dreams and have these, you know, we take a lot of action steps, but it's so easy sometimes, and I'm sure you can relate, to feel overwhelmed. To feel overwhelmed with a dream, sometimes to feel overwhelmed with a platform or the opportunities you've been given or with your vision. So my question for you is, have you ever felt this kind of overwhelmed feeling as you're pursuing this dream to inspire others? And then if so, how have you pressed on through the self-doubt to the confidence?
Yeah.
It's a loaded question. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that is a loaded question, but a good one.
Thanks.
You know, I think, like, my approach to, like, inspiring other people is kind of to just be my natural me and, like, not put on a show or, you know, make myself something I'm not, which in our culture, there's so much temptation to want to, or so much drawing us to, like, be a certain way. And I don't know, like, I don't know where exactly I'm going with this, but...
But just your confidence come from just trusting that you are who you are and that's who God made you to be.
Yeah, and yeah. Just being uniquely myself. And
yeah.
And I think as I grew up, like, you know, I didn't, like, let fame get to me.
Mm.
Or at least my family encouraged me in that area. And, you know, I would always come back to my humble roots in Hawaii. I grew up really, like... You know, my parents working several jobs to keep us afloat. And, you know, we didn't have, like, a luxurious lifestyle. We just, you know, we took pleasure in going to the beach and enjoying the sun and being active and picking shells, like, the simple things.
That's wonderful.
So I think, like, I kind of always had this just approach to life that, like, just to keep it simple and...
Yeah.
And not complicate things and not, like, be driven to, like, make money. And
yeah.
So I am an ambitious woman and I have, like, so many goals at the same time, but, like, kind of keeping myself grounded and level-headed and, like, what really matters to me at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Is it,
like, I love
my
that.
Paycheck or right. my surfing ability or the people that I cross in every day's path? And to me, it, like, comes back to, like, loving my neighbor and, like, being a friend to people around me. I know I'm not perfect in that by any means, but I do my best to just share a little bit of me with others. And I think all of us can do the same thing in our lives, is just share our lives with the people around us and be an encouragement to them. And you never know what someone's going through, and, like, just simple things can be such an encouragement to other people, and that is worth so much more than the other things that we get carried away pursuing.
That's so true. Well, you know, that's what, so I consider myself a soul surfer, and if someone out there is listening who doesn't know what that means, that it means, you know, someone who just, you know, it's someone who doesn't compete, who just goes out for the pure pleasure of it. And, you know, and Bethany, the reason I actually got into surfing is because I am that overthinker. I am the overdoer and overachiever. And surfing just chills me out. I'm not good. Please let me you know, I am not good at all. But just sitting out there in the water, it's sort of like what you described with, you know, picking up seashells and just enjoying God's creation and, like, just slowing down and connecting. So that's what surfing has been for me. And I always like to ask people why they love what they love. So what is it about surfing that you really love? Is it the drop? Is it the wave? Is it just being out there? If you could pick two things about it that you just say, Trish, this is why I do it. I just think
I don't
love
know if I can
beautiful.
Narrow it down to
I
two
know,
things,
that's why I chose to. Like, what is it?
Love the adrenaline, like, exhilarating feeling that you have when you're riding a wave.
Yeah.
And I think I also love the challenge that the ocean and waves and the art of surfing bring my way. And, you know, I think, like, each surfer doesn't need to compare themselves to other surfers. Like,
I've
we're
learned
all
that
out there being the best we can be and having the most fun we can have.
Yeah.
And challenging ourselves to conquer the ocean, which is so unique and challenging, and just creating your own art on waves. So
I love that. That's beautiful. Creating your own art on waves. So speaking of art, you and your handsome husband Adam are about to create an art of life yourself. So you are just weeks away from expecting your first baby, and he's a little boy. So congratulations.
Thank you.
We were talking about this as a new mom. I'm like ecstatic for you. I'm so excited. What have you and Adam, have you guys talked about what kind of things you might speak over your son's life that are going to, you know, equip him with purpose and confidence? Like what things do you plan to say as a mom to your son to say, you know what, son, you know, this is how God made you. I want you to go be the best version of that. What kind of messaging will you have? And I ask for the audience, but also for myself, because I'm going through the, how do I want to speak to Ellie? You know?
Yeah.
Have you guys put any thought into that?
Oh my gosh, I think we've been very focused on the pregnancy and birth.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the aspect of learning to change diapers.
We haven't
thought too far ahead, but I know that we're both like-minded and that we want to raise our kid to be respectful and kind to others and also confident to achieve his dreams and goals and to know of God's love for him. And
I love it.
I think like one thing I heard a mother share the other day was kind of like just speaking daily truth into your kid's life and like incorporating it naturally, and like just as you go about your day, like reminding your kid how much you love them and God loves them and like the purpose that they have in their future, and just making
that.
It a part of your daily life and like doing it in a really natural way so that it doesn't feel like a forced plan by the parents for the kid, you know?
Right, like that they actually believe you're, this is authentic truth that's incorporated into their life on a daily basis.
Yeah, so I don't know. I think we have so much to learn, and I really look to Adam for a lot of guidance and direction in that. And he's, he's an amazing husband, so I can already see him being an amazing dad.
I'm sure.
Helping me be the best mom I can be. So I think we'll definitely like just grow together and learn how we can best raise our kids.
Girl, I'm learning. Dave, I didn't know how to change a diaper before the day Ellie was born. So I'm right there with you.
I've actually never changed a diaper yet. So
you, I had a new idea. I'm 12 weeks ahead of you.
My sister-in-law, like I have a couple nephews, but I've never been like
the person in charge of changing.
Basically, like she offered me to change his diaper, but he had a really bad diaper rash. And I was like, maybe you should do it this time. Like,
I'm gonna
wait for our little guy.
I think at this point you should just wait because you're gonna have plenty in store for you. So
yeah.
You know, this is just a personal, curiosity question. How soon will he be on a surfboard? When do you think, how young were you when you first got on a surfboard?
I know it was probably before I could walk.
Right,
so
right.
You probably have him on a board before he can walk.
I love it. That's kind of what I envisioned. That's awesome.
Yeah, but I think like to us, it's more like when they're young, it's just like getting them comfortable around the water and like teaching them how to swim and just learning how to enjoy the ocean. And I have three niece and nephews real near just that live right down the road from us. So
wonderful.
So we've seen how they've been introduced to the water, and
that's awesome.
Yeah, I think not like pushing it too
well, right,
having fun with it.
Yeah. Oh, Ellie's been under, I'm being a swimmer. Oh, she's been in the pool. I'm dunking her underwater. I'm with you there on that. Just all that exposure.
Awesome. Like there's people don't realize that babies are very adaptive to swimming. Like my really good friend, her little girl was swimming before she was even one.
What?
I was like,
that's crazy. That's awesome. Ellie's got a new goal. Just kidding. I want to respect your time. Like I said, so I want to make sure that we tell everyone about your new book. It came out just this past year. That's geared towards young girls, helping them develop a healthy lifestyle and understanding their bodies, their changing confidence, and it's called Body and Soul. What inspired you to write that, and then where can my audience and listeners get a copy for the young women in their lives?
Yeah, so Body and Soul was a huge passion project of mine, and when I was a teenager, I had a like kind of imbalanced menstruation and I ended up going to a nutritionist to kind of like work on it. And that was the start of my journey to like just choosing to eat healthy and, you know, live my life with healthy posture as I move and staying active, which naturally came because being a professional surfer. But
yeah,
I saw how it really affected me in a positive way. And then on top of that, like how my faith has been such a stronghold through all that I go through. Mm. And so just wanting to like take the combination of everything and put it into like a fun, easy way to read and like an easy approach for young girls to learn about how they can be healthier and make good decisions for just the confidence in their own being. And it was so much fun, and I teamed worked with my kind of go-to health advisor.
Great.
Dustin Dilberg.
Who's your personal trainer too, right?
Yeah, he's like my personal trainer and like helps me with my posture and alignment and
nice.
Kind of like going even deeper than just your like he just like has taught me so much more beyond just like fitness and health, but like the depth of that and like where it all begins. And
that's awesome.
How like, you may look healthy on the outside, but you know, some people are struggling with fatigue and like low energy, but they look fine, but you're not like seeing the side of them that gets tired all the time.
Yeah.
So like just stuff like that,
like true overall health.
Yeah, overall health.
Yeah.
In a fun and easy way to understand.
I love it. And where can they get it? Best to get it off of Amazon, anywhere books are sold?
Yeah, I mean, it's online.
Oh, your website?
I'm now selling it from my website.
Perfect.
And so, yeah, check out my website, my shop. And
perfect.
I have all my books on there, so.
Okay. And so my last question is, where's the best place for people to follow you? Are you most active on Facebook, on Twitter, on your website? Give me top three places you would send my followers. So, because they're going to want more Bethany. How do they get more Bethany?
Yeah. Well, I have my monthly health tip on my website. So
awesome.
That's like my fun once a month kind of thing. If you're not like all over social media, but if you are, I spend a lot of time on Instagram. Too much time. But I'm all over Facebook and Twitter as well.
Perfect.
And my most interaction with one-on-one is on Twitter. So
okay.
Anyone has questions, once in a while I hop on there.
Awesome. What's your Twitter handle and what's your Instagram handle?
They're all just like Bethany Hamilton.
Oh, that's easy. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Y'all can't go wrong. Just Bethany Hamilton. Bethany, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for being on the show. Thank you for sharing your confidence and your faith with us. And just, you know what? Thank you for being you.
Thank you, Trish. This is awesome.
Thank you.
Y'all, I told you, you would just love her. I walked away from that interview and my whole day was, I just felt like I'd spent some quality time with a friend. Bethany's so authentic. She's so loving. She's just so real. And I love someone who is using their story, using their life, using her platform to promote and such amazing messaging and purpose, beauty, and worth. And she's living by example. And that's what we all are doing here in this Be More community. Bethany's a Be More. And so I love her inspiration. I love her example. And I'm so freaking excited for her as for me, myself, as a brand new first time mom, that I know she's on the verge of this amazing new life change. And I'm just so excited. So in advance, congratulations, Bethany and Adam. Let's close out. Like I said, since we're talking about mama stuff, Ellie is 13 weeks now. It's amazing. She's 14 pounds. She's a chunky chunk. She loves to eat. Without further ado, before I talk about my baby, I do need to talk about my first baby, which is Mr. Finnegan. A lot of you out there have said, well, what about Finnegan? We hear all about Ellie and nothing about Finn. Finn is my Irish Terrier puppy. And interestingly enough, you guys, today, which is May 26th, the day I'm recording, is his first birthday. So happy birthday, Finnegan. And, I can't neglect to mention you, particularly on your birthday. He's a good little puppy. He is a sweet thing. He loves his little baby Ellie. And life is good. So, but secondly, obviously, you know, I do want to, I did promise an update, and I don't want to hog airtime to talk about baby. But for those of you who like that, you can find my most recent blog post at trishblackwell.com, and I really dive into, what I think about motherhood so far. And it's, you know what, I guess the best way to summarize it is that it is unpredictably, no, you know what? Let me rephrase that. It's predictably unpredictable. So you can dive in and find out what I really mean by that. And I share, I just really decided I wanted to, thought about a couple things I wanted to pray over Ellie and have in Ellie's life. And that was, I want in her a spirit of generosity, a spirit of confidence, a spirit of peacefulness, a spirit of hopefulness, and a spirit of happiness. So I dive into those things and I share my prayers and thoughts on those subjects in that blog post. You can get that blog post at trishblackwell.com and just go to blog. Speaking of stuff that you can get at trishblackwell.com, if you haven't yet gotten your roadmap to confidence, it is absolutely free, and it is the tool that I recommend. It's a one-page tool to help you strategize each and every week, a way to elevate your confidence and your productivity to the next level. So make sure you get that. It's free. It's right on the homepage when you go to my website. So again, totally free. Highly recommended if you're really interested in elevating you, the best version of you, this work in progress that you are each and every day. So for the listener of the episode, to close out the show today, we're doing a throwback to the beginning of the show, and we're going to highlight Julianne, who wrote a review this week, because I so love the phrasing that she used, that she says she had no confidence and was literally a doormat. And Julianne made a decision to change her perspective, to change her mindset, to change how she allowed others to view her by first changing how she viewed herself. And girl, that's amazing. And I wanted to share that. And really, I mean, we've already talked about, we shared your little story, but it's worth being elaborated upon. It's worth stating that you, and I'm going to read your words. I quote unquote, like this is a quote. I finally decided to take my life back. You guys, we are all in charge of our emotional reactions to life. It's our responsibility. We have full control over our words. We have full control over our thoughts. And we also have full control over our reactions to the waves of life. And so by taking ownership, that step is so incredibly powerful that it's life-changing with this really tremendously powerful domino effect. And that's what I think Julianne's describing here. And Julianne, I'm just honored. It is my absolute joy and pleasure, and I feel calling each and every week to be able to participate in your journey alongside with you, coaching you as you decide to make these empowering decisions to be more of who you're meant to be. So because of that, I wanted to highlight you as a listener of the episode. I also wanted to share your story and emphasize it to people who are listening out there or that might have be at a similar place or in between places of confidence, and realize that confidence starts today. It is a muscle. It is a choice that we're choosing to work with, and we are choosing to engage it every day. Now, when you start working out, and with any muscle, you don't start working out once you're already fit. In order to get fit, you have to start working out. And so the same thing with confidence. Like, you can't say, well, I'll be confident once I'm finally, my confidence muscle is finally up. Your confidence muscle, your confidence starts the minute you decide to really start training and engaging that confidence muscle. And that, my friend, starts by listening to a show like this or reading uplifting, self-empowering books. And also by choosing to say, I'm taking ownership, I'm taking my life back, I'm taking my thoughts back, and I'm going to turn them into something productive, effective, and something that will celebrate the life and the opportunity I'm given each and every day to become a better version of myself. So y'all, go out there, go be more of who you are. Embrace the beauty that you've been given, that is you, the worth that God has given you, and the purpose that you have on your life. I hope that you're able to take the words and the lessons and the truth that Bethany shared with us today and really, really cling to those truths and put them into action and share that love. Share love and that message to the world, to others, not by not by telling them about it. I mean, you absolutely certainly talk about it, but the best way to share anything is to be a living, walking example of that truth. So go do that, and we do that by being more of who we are. Go be you. Be you. Be free.
Thanks for listening. You can get more resources and coaching from Trish at www.trishblackwell.com. And if you love the show, please post a review in iTunes so that more people can join in on this community of confidence. Now, go conquer your day with confidence.